Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk on a rainy Friday afternoon here in New Orleans. WWL on your radio dial. I'm Mark Menard in for Christian Garrick along with Bobby Hebert, and now we get the distinct pleasure to welcome in another big-time guest, Bobby. We've had a lot of them this week from Fox Sports. We're going to bring in Tim Brando to talk a little college football.
Who's a Louisiana legend.
Louisiana legend.
A living legend.
First of all, Tim, how are you?
I'm great, Bobby. Mark, it's good to be with both of you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Tim, congratulations. Louisiana Hall of Fame, well-deserved. I know you humble, but I tell you what, that's been a long time coming, but well-deserved. Considering the work you've put in and how you've always represented Louisiana, Shreveport, North Louisiana, really the whole state.
Well, Bobby, I appreciate you saying that. And the fact that this is a first-ever award, a new award. They've never given it out before, and they're not going to give it out annually. It's only going to, I guess it'll have to be Tim Brando 2.0 that's the next recipient, whoever that is. It's really flattering. I just hit 65 this past year, and in recent years, I told the guys, many of whom that are on the Hall of Fame board that handled that, Doug Ireland, Ronnie Rance, of course, Lenny Van Gelder is a president, I think, a New Orleanian, as you know. And I had said to them, gosh, fellas, there are a lot of broadcasters that have been doing their school's games for almost as long as I've been alive. I don't know that I really should be on the ballot, you know. And this was a few years ago, and they decided, I guess, to come up with a new award, and one that, when you look at it, My career path has been a lot about promoting Shreveport, Bossier,
yes.
New Orleans. I went to school in Monroe, spent a hell of a lot of time in Lafayette. I've got friends at literally every college town, every town that's got over 10,000 people in it, it's got a Division I college. You know, I mean, it really
right.
does. And I've visited all those towns, or I've broadcasted games from those campuses. No matter how small, you know, when my career got started, I was doing games everywhere. I've done games in Thibodeau. I've done games at Southeastern and Hammond. And, you know, you name it, I've been there. And so it was really, really flattering that they did it this way. And I absolutely can't wait for it.
Well, you know, Tim, listen, you've been locally a household name, but you also, you're a household name nationwide. You know the song, you're bad, you're nationwide. No, you are. because you go north, south, east, west, and it goes like, and I'll hear something, you know, it might be flicking the channel. Oh, that's Tim Brando. Let me hear what he has to say. You know, yeah. Look at the many travels you had all around the country.
Well, it's true, and it's funny because you guys can understand this, Bobby. When you're when you've been around the SEC for as long as I was around the SEC, I left CBS kind of quickly, abruptly. I think people were surprised, and I was a little surprised too when it happened. But you know, a lot of people here in our part of the world thought that I retired. You know, they don't necessarily watch the Big 12
right,
or the
right.
Pac-12 or the Big 10, and which is okay. I get that. But I love doing games in different places. I love what I do. I don't
right.
care what league I'm covering. I just love what I do. It's like when you were playing for the Invaders in the USFL, I didn't think that was any different than doing an NFL game. I mean, I really didn't. To me, football's football, and broadcasting football is just that, no matter what part of the country you're in. But to your point, I think when you've been as close to the SEC as I was for so long, and especially in my formative years and all the way up until, gosh, I was at CBS 18 years, to be doing games in the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and the Big 12, I've got a whole new audience now that maybe wasn't tuning into what I was doing, and they're more aware of who I am because I'm calling games that they care about.
You can go back through the file cabinet. You can recycle all the old jokes that everybody's already heard, and it's new to them, right, Tim?
Yeah. That's right. When the linesman comes out and they quickly give a left foot spot versus a right foot spot, I can say, well, if it's a left foot spot, it's a first down. It's a right foot spot. You know, he's going to be short. And people are like, what the hell is he talking about? But in the SEC, I think they figured it out, you know.
Well, you know, Tim, obviously I think you're a man of the times, and I think it is ripe. It is ready. The college football playoff expansion. I think you'll be objective about this. You can break it down better than anyone. All I know is you like money. I like money. Everybody likes money. What I think of dealing with COVID and the laws there to try and maybe protect yourself and also the fan interest with expansion of college football playoffs. I mean, I don't know, maybe you could correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking because maybe the existing contracts with ESPN are just, based on future negotiations, expanded playoff could be in place soon, but maybe not before the 2023 season, and it might even be 2026 season. Now, I know that sounds like forever, but at least you could see that that's what the way it's trending.
Yeah, it's going. It's coming. It always moves faster than you think, Bobby. I mean, when I tell somebody I'm about to start my eighth year at Fox, they go, huh? Really?
Right.
But it's true. I'm about to start my eighth season calling games for Fox. And so it does go by quickly. The thing, you're right, and there are a lot of purists out there saying, well, I mean, we've already got blowouts as it is. How many more blowouts are we going to win? Well, it's not about who wins the national championship. If Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, or Oklahoma, or LSU win every national championship, I really don't care. And I don't think that it's in the grand scheme of things, that was the point to try to have a different champion. No, it's not. It's about to include all of those that have been excluded. Okay. So teams like UCF or Cincinnati or Memphis, all of whom, by the way, with this format would have been in the playoff with a chance to play for the gold, the brass ring, they have a chance. And this, in the current format, they have no chance, and we know that. So that's one aspect of it. Second aspect is it doesn't hurt. It only helps the big leagues like the SEC and the Big Ten, because if they have that much prowess.
Yeah, more than one team.
Three teams in. They may get three
exactly.
teams in. So that's more money in their case.
Yeah.
And bottom line to all of this is it's going to enhance interest around the country in every time zone. When a team is ranked in the top 25, they're going to be thinking, hell, if I'm ranked 21 and it's late October, I got a chance to get in the playoff. So every game now is going to take on. People say, well, the regular season needs to be protected. Well, the regular season, we got a bunch of blowouts and a bunch of games that don't need to be played in the regular season. In fact, the SEC is most guilty of it with those god-awful non-conference games
right.
they play in November. We got to get rid of that. Now that there will be much more, I think, emphasis put on scheduling during the regular season so that your strength of schedule really does measure
so
up.
So you could end up in the top 12,
It's all about being in the top 12. And I think that even if you're 15 or 16 and you're 3 weeks out, you're thinking you've got a shot. So
you have a shot.
It's going to renew so much interest in areas of the country that have felt left out. I mean, college football has had – We have had 12 teams that have gotten in the college football playoff. Seven of those teams, have been there five or more times. Now, think about that. Same teams in there five or more times. We got to open it up so that other teams, the recruiting advantages for Alabama, Ohio State,
Clemson.
Are out of control here, and they can sell that. They can sell that they get there every year, and these other teams don't. We got to open it up, Bobby, so we can spread this thing out and have a level of competition in every conference that piques people's interest. And right now we don't have that.
Well, you know, Tim, okay, I don't know. It's not like a series because to me, when I look at Major League Baseball, the NBA, if you play in seven games, the better team's going to win. Like people might say this year, I think LSU can hang with Tennessee. Hang with Tennessee, they are 0-5. No, I don't think so. When they lost the championship to Florida, we won one game, they won five. So to me, a series, but that's what's intriguing to me. Now, Boise State, we still talk about when they beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl, right?
Right.
But
right.
Can Boise State have done that the next week? I mean, I don't think so. But at least you have the opportunity.
Now we get to find out.
Right, right.
Well, now we get to find out. And again, I go back to this. And listen, Bobby, I've done a lot of NCAA tournaments through my year basketball, as you know. And I know a lot of football purists don't want to hear the comparison. They'll say it's apples to oranges. But listen to me, all right? College basketball's NCAA tournament does get the entire country going. And the reason is because of teams like George Mason or Loyola of Chicago. You know, people that are casual fans are like, wow, could this team do it? We don't have that element in college football.
Northwestern beating Iowa.
Exactly.
Abilene Christian beating University of Texas. What? That's blasphemy. What?
Exactly. And by the way, if that team that's ranked number 12, okay, and just barely gets in the tournament, all right, let's say it's somebody like Coastal Carolina. Okay.
Right.
Coastal Carolina barely gets in. They're number 12, but they get in. If they beat the number 5 team, for that program, it's like winning a national championship.
Amen.
You know, I mean, when Maryland Baltimore County, the 16 seed for the very first time, beat Virginia, okay, they were a number 1 seed. And nobody remembers that. I mean, nobody thought Maryland Baltimore County was going to win the national title that year. But they damn sure never forgot that Maryland-Baltimore County beat Virginia. And Virginia didn't forget because the next year they went all the way to win the national title.
You
know, we're going to have those moments, I think, even in football, now that we're going to get to 12.
Speaking with Tim Brando from Fox Sports, and look, I've been a big proponent about this for years. I've been tooting a 16-team playoff for years just to try to put it out there and into the universe and hope it sticks. But correct me if I'm wrong. I think a big catalyst for making this happen is that the Power Five conferences don't generally care about leaving out the so-called Group of Five, the smaller conferences.
Tim, Mark cheers for the Cincinnati Bearcats.
I cheer for all the smaller conferences. I went to Nichols. I'd love to see Nichols in the playoffs.
Right.
But anyway, they don't care when it's the Group of Five getting left out. But you take a look at the top four, and a lot of years you've got Clemson, you've got Ohio State, you've got Alabama, and maybe you've got a second SEC team in there, and now you've got the Big Ten champion or the Big 12 champion and the Pac-12 champion all getting left out of the playoffs, and I think that's what where it got to the point where they couldn't stomach it because they want their piece of the pie.
The piece of the pie, Tim, I'm elaborating on what Mark's saying. Who hates money? Don't we all like money in dealing with COVID?
No, but the ones that have the money want more money. That's the point.
But if they expand it, I mean, Tim, I want you to elaborate what Mark was saying, but this to me caught my attention. Have so much damn common sense is crazy. I mean, I'm looking at this. The new college football playoff will triple the number of teams involved. Could bring three times as much money.
Right.
Not one and a half. Three times much money.
Right.
In the conference. So I'm looking at $2 billion annually. Come on.
Right. We're looking at a a 1.8 to 2.2 billion. That's with a B.
Yes.
Now here's going to be the hook, Bobby, and I will preface my statement to you by saying, okay, I admit I work at Fox. Okay,
right.
I admit that. And I did used to work, as you know, at ESPN. That's
yes.
where it all started for me when I left Louisiana and I hosted the original game day, all right? But this playoff and the, quote, who's in promotion, you know, the who's in thing,
right.
was the biggest bust in the history of sports promotion on television ever.
Oh.
We all knew who was in.
Right.
Everybody knew who was in. Why do we care who's in when we know it's the same damn four or five teams every year? All right.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing that's going to happen. We're going to see almost $2 billion. All right. That's what this is going to cost.
From 470 versus, from 470 million in ESPN. Come on.
Right. Yeah, right.
Come on, so I can do the math. Come on.
So yeah, you do the math. ESPN is also on the hook to pay $300 million for the games that I used to be a part of on CBS in the 330 window. That'll start in 3 years. Keep an eye on this. Look, ESPN holds the cards. The ball's in their court. All right? The shout across the bow from those that run college football to ESPN is this. We want our money, and we want it as quickly as we can get it.
Yeah.
So it's up to you. You own the rights. You've got exclusivity. Now it's up to you to do something.
You got to step
up.
Well,
if we get to 2023 and nothing's done, then I believe we're looking at the very least a multiple network deal.
Without a doubt.
At the very least a multiple network deal, which, by the way, I think college football should have had for years.
Right.
If college football had a television deal that looked more like the NFL, it would have been making a lot more money
in
the last 20 years.
1,000%.
It's that money that's been left on the table that the advisors to the college football vanguard, the people
yes.
that have met and worked on this, they now know how much money they've left on the table, and they want to get that. And if it takes more than one network to get it, so be it.
So what, CBS, Fox, ESPN, it's like the NFL, they're all involved. And then all I know is that we look at ESPN, the monopoly maybe, when you look at championship series,
mm-hmm.
$470 million to $2 billion. I mean, come on. That's a significant difference.
It very much so is. And I think for fans around the country,
there's more interest.
It sparks more interest. I mean, the more network partnerships there are, and people need to understand this. Yes, we're competitors, all right? But our programming people, ESPN and Fox, share rights to both the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the Big 12, and all three of those. And they have a lottery in the summer to determine who's going to pick what games. In the Big Ten, Fox picks first. In the Big 12 and Pac-12, ESPN picks first. But there's a lottery of games. And that goes on once we get into the season, 12 days out. So there's a level of cooperation between the executives and our networks already. All right? Now, that I can say and not get into any trouble whatsoever. It's above my pay grade to say anything else. But what I'm saying to you is, as a veteran of this business, the only thing that never changes in our business, Bobby, is change. That's the only thing that never changes.
Now, Tim, think about this. I remember you have extra practices in December, 2.5, 3-week period, because mm-hmm. you have the conference championship, and then, okay, we're going to practice a little more. No, it's made for this. Typically, early December, you have those championship games.
Right.
Then what are you doing earlier, middle, or the late December, before you get to actually New Year's Day games? So it can all work out from a time constraint.
No. The calendar here, Bobby.
It's no problem.
It's great. It's not a problem.
Right.
In fact, the NFL has helped them.
Right.
By the NFL extending its playoffs now, it's opened a real window. Now, there are some people in our business saying, well, you know, that week before Christmas isn't necessarily a highly viewed week. What do you mean?
What?
You're playing games. You're playing. How many meaningless bowl games do we watch during that time of year? And
exactly.
Give me something relevant. That 5-12, 6-11, 7-10. Oh my God, that would be must viewing. It would be huge.
It'd be must viewing. I agree with you 100%.
And anybody that's from academia that wants to say, well, wait a minute. No. They're going to have more time to study than they ever have. And if you're a top four team, you only have to play one more game. It's only one extra game. Well, if you're five through eight, you may have to play two. All right. You may have to play two.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're not looking at three or four extra games. This garbage about, oh my God, we're just killing these athletes. And there's another thing on NIL. The gift bag for the player will not just be about video games. He's got to get some cash.
Yes.
The sponsors of the college football playoff. You can hear it now. The exclusive sponsor, the exclusive rental car for a college football playoff. They will all contribute to the pot for the players to get their name, image, and likeness revenue from all this, which they deserve, by the way.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, Tim, I like tradition. You like tradition. We love the Sugar Bowl. We love the Orange Bowl, Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowl.
Right.
You go on and on. We love the bowls. But I think the bowls are on board with this because you look at quarterfinals would be hosted by bowl games on New Year's Day unless they fall on a Sunday, which is common sense. You don't want to go head-to-head with the NFL. In those cases, the games will be played on January the 2nd. And the semifinal games would also be hosted by bowl games, as the case now. So how?
Right.
They're not against this. I mean, you go North, South, Rose Bowl, Orange Bowl, Sugar Bowl. We're all in.
Hey,
come on.
You think the Cotton Bowl last year, when Kyle Trask didn't have anybody to throw it to, would have liked to have been a part of the mix?
Yes.
They would have liked that last year.
Without a doubt.
I mean, these glorified exits, the bowls got killed by the CFP. I mean, they got completely
I agree 1,000%
by the CFP.
Yep.
And so, I mean, that thing was as bad as the BCS was. The college football playoff was actually worse, because at least with the BCS, a team like Boise State with those computers, they actually had a chance.
Yes.
I mean, they really did. But UCF, Cincinnati, Memphis, you name that, American Conference team. And by the way, kudos to the commissioners, Bobby, because 10 years ago, and we needed new blood among the leadership and the commissioners of college football to get this thing done. And Mike Oresko, the commissioner of the American, really pushed this hard. I'm sure you heard it because Tulane is in the league, and he was P6. And this is another thing that's going to happen. For those schools that are in those conferences – that feel slighted whenever they hear group of five or, football subdivision, blah, blah, blah. Listen, this eliminates that. We're all on the same plane here. You're either good enough to get in or you don't.
Right.
And I think that's also fantastic for this and is going to open the doors for so many others. We were talking a little bit about Coastal Carolina. I don't know that fans understand how much revenue that they have. I mean, the guy that was in charge of TD Ameritrade poured millions into that program. I mean, millions. And that's why they are succeeding. There are some huge programs out there. UCF is larger than a lot of SEC schools. They've got an enrollment of about 50,000.
Yes.
They have a right to say, you know what, we could play with the big boys. Don't tell me because there's a region in front of your state name, or if there's a hyphen in your brand name, that you can't compete, because you can.
Tim, no. I've long said that one of the big travesties of the NCAA is that these teams in the group of five are the only teams in all of college football that have no access to a national championship.
Right. That's absolutely true.
We're speaking with Tim Brando from Fox Sports. And, Tim, before we let you run, I got to bring this up. 1985, I know where Bobby was in 1985. In 1985, a young, wet-behind-the-ears newbie at ESPN in the dugout reporting from the College World Series. Bobby, I don't know if you know this. That's where Tim Brando got his start, was dugout reporter in the College World Series. And the College World Series gets rolling this weekend, so I got to pick your brain. Who you got in the College World Series this year?
Well, I like Vanderbilt because of the two starters, and Leiter in particular, but I think these teams that just powered the ball out of the yard, like Tennessee, that team just, you know, was loaded 1 through 9 with great hitters, but they were hitting the ball out of a bandbox, you know, with a short porch in right field,
right,
and the wind blowing out. Teams that have two quality starters, and Vandy's got them, you know, that's a big advantage. These teams that were winning 13-3 or 14-11, you know, they're in trouble in that ballpark. I know the ball is now hot or juiced a little bit, so it may be flying out of Ameritrade a little bit more than it has in the past. But to your point about 85, that was an incredible year for me, Mark, because not only did it start there doing baseball, but in 1 week, I'll never forget when Thunder and Lightning, Will Clark and Rafael Palmeiro were playing at
Mississippi State.
I did LSU and Mississippi State on a Sunday night, okay? But before that, I was in Memphis to do the Showboats against the Birmingham Stallions.
USFL.
Stout at quarterback. Yeah. And
Walter Lewis with the Showboats and Reggie White.
that's right. And, you know, to do that, you know, within 2 days of a college baseball game was incredible. And I actually called Herschel Walker's record-breaking touchdown run to break Eric Dickerson's pro football rushing record at the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey in June of 1985.
Well, that's why you're a pro, Tim.
Have been in the position to do that when I was 29 years old, and gosh, Bobby, I'd only been out of New Orleans radio for 2.5 years, and I was still living in Prairieville working at Channel 9 in Baton Rouge when I did all that before I moved to Connecticut. So I've been really blessed.
Well, you've been blessed, but you're number one draft pick, Tim. You know, I look at I don't know if anybody want to pay their dues, but I know Tim Brando paid his dues.
Well, Tim,
all the success you had.
Full disclosure: in 1985, I was 6 years old, so you've been on my TV as long as I can remember, and so it's an honor talking to you today. We appreciate the
Tim
time.
Tim Brando was a household name in these parts, and Tim, before we let you go, who's gonna coach LSU next year? I mean, you got any scoop?
You're talking baseball now.
Yeah, baseball, right? Yeah.
I'm putting my money on Bianco.
Okay,
but it could be. Don't be shocked if it's not the guy from East Carolina. I really like him.
Yeah, Godwin. Yeah.
Godwin. Yeah.
Tim Brando, thanks so much for the time. Good luck with everything you do, and of course, congratulations on the big award.
All right, Tim.
We're going to be partying in Natchitoches next week, baby.
Oh, yes. Yes. Hell yeah. Go ahead, Tim.
This WWL Sports Insider is brought to you by Dell Technologies. Bobby Hebert, Mark Menard. More sports talk after this on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.